Dan called, and I spoke to him, and he said that he could have an interview. And Cosmos. It was formerly the New Cosmic Star.
Oh, I see.
And we just changed the name for January, issue. The first issue is just, well, it's coming off the printer today.
It is published every monthly?
Yeah, monthly. That's correct. That's correct, yes. And we cover Eastern religion. We did a feature article this month on Bishop James Pike, UFOs, astrology. You know Dr. Bode, Franklin Bode, from he's with Manly Hall. Are you familiar with Manly Hall?
No.
You don't know Franklin Bode?
No.
He's from India.
Farsi.
Farsi?
Yes.
There's an article for our next one. But I spoke to Dan, and I told him that one of the things I would like to ask you, and I think that an awful lot of our readers and an awful lot of people in the United States are terribly confused with the many people who claim to be avatars who come from India to this country, one after the other after the other, and they say...
Yeah, I can declare they are nonsense.
That's right. I wanted to, if you could elaborate on that.
You asked for article number one. I said, public.
Can you explain and give me a little background on that and why? Because
I do not know, but, it's, but from his behavior, I can understand his article number one. I do not like to know about him, but what he did, but this wonderful thing is that people in Western countries are supposed to be so advanced. How they are befooled by this lecture?
Well, I think that people believe what they want to believe. They're looking for something.
Yes,
and comes along.
They want something very cheap. That is their fault.
Yes.
Now, for our disciples, we don't give anything cheap. Our first condition is character, moral character. You see? Unless one is accepting moral character, we don't initiate, don't allow in this institution. And this Maharshi was, all you do, whatever you like, you simply pay me $35 and I give you some mantra. You see? So people wanted to be cheated, and so many cheaters come. They do not wish to undergo some disciplinary action, is it? Anything, they have got money, they think that I shall pay immediately and get money.
Instant heaven.
That is it. That's like people are trying to go to the moon planet. I have given my opinion, you have seen, in the Los Angeles Times. This chance is very remote.
Oh?
Yes. Why not? Suppose in your country, you have got some quota for immigration. Within this planet, if somebody comes, without your immigration department's order, nobody can enter. How do you expect in that planet where the people are more advanced, therefore many laws, they're living for 10,000 years, how do you expect that you go and you are immediately enter into the moon planet and they're selling tickets, reservations, everything they make a fun of it.
Let me understand this by name. Are you saying that there are people on the moon?
Yes.
There are.
Yes.
And they are demigods?
Yes.
They are demigods. How do you know this?
From scripture, from Vedic literature.
From what literature?
Vedic literature.
How do you spell that?
V-E-D-I-T.
Oh, Benny, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
You'll forgive me if I must ask.
That's all. Right.
I don't mean to offend you.
Sometimes I do not follow your advice.
I know.
That is the difference of country. That's the thing. Yes.
And from that literature, Vedic literature,
yes,
it is stated in that there are people on the moon, but they're demigods.
The demigods means they're highly advanced than this human being. Therefore, they are also living entities like us. But their duration of life, their standard of life, their civilization, spiritual knowledge so advanced that they are called demigods, almost God. Yes. So advanced. Demigods means almost God.
Yes.
They are God, all godly qualities. And they are controller of the atmospheric affairs. Some of them are controlling raining season, some of them controlling heat. As you have got controller here, some departmental, director of this department, director of that department. Similarly, why don't you think that this cosmic manifestation, there is a great brain behind it and there are different directors and management. People do not practice the nature. What do you mean by nature? Such nice things, such wonderful things are going on automatically without in control.
Well, I know it's a question that, of course, one asks oneself all the time. Yes, part of man's quest to find himself and...
But they should have common sense. And you are trying to float one's putney. So many scientific brains are working. And millions of wonderful putneys which are called planets are floating in the air. There is no brain behind. What is it? Is that very good reasoning?
I was fond
of it. We should know it. How is that? There must be a very big brain behind. They are working.
Now, you say that the moon is, so to speak, the headquarters where these demigods
are? No, there are many planets on the same level.
Oh.
There are many planets. Moon is one of them. Yes.
Have any of these demigod creatures visited the earth?
Formerly they used to, because at that time people were worked to see them. See?
When you say formerly, you mean thousands of years ago? Or?
No, at least 5,000 years.
At least 5,000 years ago. The last time that we
would
know, are they in human form?
Yes, so far we get information. Sometimes great sacrifices were performed and many gods from other planets were invited and they used to come.
Your authority for this statement is based in the Vedic literature?
Yes.
I see.
It is not manufactured by me.
Oh, I know, no, I'm not implying that. Sorry. But I just want to know where the
very... Yeah, my authority is Vedic literature. Yes.
Yes.
You will find Bhagavad Gita. Have you seen our book, Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, we have it at the office.
There are descriptions of these things.
Mm-hmm.
There is description of another nature, which is called spiritual nature. This is material nature.
Mm-hmm.
The sky, as far as you can see, this is one universe.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, there are millions of universes. And all these together, that is material sky. And beyond that, there is spiritual sky, which is far, far greater than this. And there are spiritual planets. So this information we have got from Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
What to speak of other Vedic literature? Bhagavad Gita, it is daily read by practically all over the world, but they do not understand it. Recently, become student of Bhagavad Gita, simply just to think falsely that I am God. They don't take any particular information. There is a verse in the 8th chapter, Paraktasmatu Bhavanyam Patyavaktasanasana. There is another nature beyond this material nature, which is eternal. This nature is coming into existence, again, dissolution. But that nature is eternal. These things are there. Similarly, their planets are also eternal. They are living entities, they are also eternal. That is called Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal, without any end, without any beginning. But this nature, as we have, this body has got a beginning and it has end. Similarly, anything, this cosmic nature has a beginning and it has an end. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is how to transfer ourselves to that nature, eternal.
That's man's quest.
Yes. That is the quest. Everyone is trying to be happy because that is every living entity's prerogative. He is by nature to become happy. But he does not know where to become happy. He is trying to become happy where four things are miserable conditions are there. Namely, birth, death, disease and old age. There are so many scientists, they are trying to become happy, to make people happy. But which scientist has tried to stop death, to stop old age, to stop disease? Has any scientist tried?
I don't know.
Huh? So what is this? Why do they not take consideration that we are making so much improvement? What improvement we have done about these four things? They are not. And still they are very proud, advanced in education, sad. But the four primary miserable conditions, they remain as they are. There are many advancements in medical science, but there is no medicine which can cure normal disease. Come on. Is there any medicine? So what is that advance? Rather, disease has increased in different forms. They have invented nuclear weapons. What is that? To kill. But have you invented something so that no more man will die? That is great. But the man is dying every moment. So he has invented something to accelerate that death. That's all. Is that very, very good credit? So there is no solution of that. There is no... They are trying to stop the overpopulation. But where is the solution? Every minute there are 3% increase. That is the statistic. So there is no solution for birth, there is no solution for death, there is no solution for disease, and there is no solution for old age. There was a great scientist, Professor Einstein, he also died in old age. Why did he not stop to check old age? Everyone is trying to remain youthful. Where is that process? So they do not care how to solve this because this is beyond their needs. They are giving something blah. That's all. They do not care what is the real problem, how to solve it. They do not care. And here is a movement, Krishna consciousness. There is a real solution of all problems if people take it seriously, yes? And the whole thing is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Let them try to understand it. At least make an experiment. Why they have so much talent and then going in their own way?
Let me ask you, I have my opinion, but I want to ask you, why do you feel that the younger people today are turning more and more toward the Eastern-oriented religions?
because you have failed to give them satisfaction.
You what?
You have failed to give them satisfaction. Your this materialistic way of life will no more satisfy them. There is a stage. In the beginning, when one is poverty stricken, he may think that money and woman and good apartment, good car can give me satisfaction. They are after it. But after enjoyment then, they see there is no satisfaction. Because matter cannot satisfy. So your stage is, in America especially, you have got enough for enjoyment. You have got enough food, you have got enough woman, you have got enough wine, you have got enough house, everything enough. This shows that material advancement cannot give one satisfaction. The confusion, dissatisfaction is more in your country than in India, which is said to be poverty. You see? But in fine, in India still, although they are poverty stricken, because they are continuing that old culture, they are not disturbed. Yes. They are dying inch by inch, but still they are satisfied. All right. So why? Because they have got little thing of spiritual platform. So, it is necessary now that people should check the spiritual life. That will make them happy. There is no hope. All these people, they are in darkness. They do not know where they are going. They have no aim. But when you are spiritually situated, you know what you are doing, where you are going, what is your future, everything is clear.
So I just follow up on this very briefly. In other words, you feel that the Western-oriented church, whether it be the synagogue or the church or the
world,
has failed to present.
Yes,
you say that its message is not relevant or that they have failed to present their message properly?
No. The thing is, this Western churches, just like Christianity, these gospels were spoken long, long ago to the primitive man, you see, Jerusalem. These people were living in desert and they are not so much advanced. So, at that time, of course, in Bible or in the Old Testament, the idea of God is there, that is all nice. But, they just like the statement, God created this world. That is a fact. Now, those people are not advanced in those. Now, at the present moment, people are advanced scientifically. They want to know how the creation has taken place. You see? And that explanation is not there. Neither the church can give them. Therefore, they are not satisfied. Simply, officially going to the church and offering prayer, that doesn't appeal to them. Besides that, practically, they do not follow religiousness. Just like in the Old Testament, there is, Ten Commandments. And there is a commandment that thou shalt not kill. But killing appears very prominent in the Christian world. They are maintaining slaughterhouse very regularly. And they have manufactured a theory. The animals have no soul, they do not feel, because they have to kill. Give the dog a bad name and hang it. Why? Animal cannot feel. Why you are committing this sinful activity? So this priestly class, they will not also say, they will not discuss, that everyone is silent. That means deliberately, disobeying Ten Commandments. So what is religious principle? If you don't obey the commandments of your scripture, does it mean that you are following religion nicely? How you can kill, which you cannot create? And it is plainly stated that thou shalt not kill. What is the answer? Why is there killing? What is the answer? How do you answer it?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Well, it's obviously thou shalt not kill is an ethic. And it's timeless and it's valid. But man is not really interested.
That is, they're not interested in religion. It is simply it makes so much. Then how they can be happy? If you do not follow the regulative principles, then where is your religion?
I'm not arguing with you.
Yes.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes.
I'm totally agreeing. It doesn't make any sense. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt worship no other gods before me. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass.
Thou shalt honor thy
father and thy mother. Those are beautiful.
Thou shalt not kidnap your
neighbor's
wife. So who is following?
No.
So how you can expect that religion? And without religion, a human society is unimportant.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm not asking you these questions facetiously. What does your interpretation, or how does it differ in principle from the basic Jewish Christian ethic of the Ten Commandments? How does it differ?
There is no difference.
All right, and if that's the case, what have you to offer? When I say you, I'm using pretty
much. Yes, yes.
Basically,
yes.
What have you to offer that is different than the Christian ethos, the Jewish ethos?
Because, as I told you, that none of them are strictly following God's commandment. I simply come that you follow God's commandment. That is my message.
In other words, you obey.
Yes.
Those principles.
I don't say that you Christian, you become Hindu or you come to me. I simply say you obey this commandment. That is my word. I make you better Christian. That is my mission. I don't say that God is not there, God is here. But I simply say that you obey God. That is my mission. I don't say that you have to come to this platform and accept Krishna as God and no other. No, I don't say. I then say, please obey God. Please try to love God. That is my mission. And I give the way how to love God. Very easy. How to love, provided we agree.
We see again, we get back to this.
No, practically, you follow that I have no difference.
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
I appreciate.
You believe in God, I believe in God. I simply say, you try to love God.
I'm still, it's not that I'm confused. I understand what you're saying.
You're confused?
No, I understand what you are saying. What confuses me, or makes it, when I came here, and so many of our readers, is why is it, let me ask a question again, and let me ask it maybe to become clear in my mind. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but let me say it this way. Are you saying that if your mission and the mission of the Jewish, Christian, Western ethic is the same? Again, let me ask the same question. Why is it that the younger people, or people in general, are disenchanted, are trying to go towards an Eastern-oriented religion if their aim or premise is the same as the Western?
Yes.
Why are they going towards the Eastern?
Because
this is the same.
Because these Christian people, they are not teaching them practically. I'm teaching them practical.
In other words, you're teaching them what you feel is a practical,
yeah,
everyday, daily method of, yes, obtaining the fulfillment,
yes,
of man's faith.
How to move this love of God is being taught by Bible or Old Testament and Gita. That is all that.
Mm.
But you are not teaching them how to love God. I am teaching them how to love God. That is the difference. They are for young people at
the time. So the end is the same, it's the method of getting there.
Not method. You are not at all following. Even the method is there. Just like this, the method is there. Don't kill, and you are killing.
I say, but you're the end is the same. Your
end is the same.
Is the same, but it's a way.
Method is also same.
Yeah.
But you are, they are not teaching people to follow the method. I am teaching them practically how to follow and how to do it.
Let me ask you something that we've run into a great deal just recently. We just started a youth supplement for kids. And one of the most, what should I mean? That particular thing which provides perhaps the biggest schism between man's, or at least American man's and woman's, love of God or the following of the Ten Commandments is the problem, how should I put it? Well, the sexual problem. We here in this country are taught, we have the Puritan background, that sex is a bad thing. And I think hopefully we're coming out of it. But when young people, a person reaches the age of puberty here in this country, I don't know from other countries, begins to have a terrible problem. Now, I'm stating something that's obvious. We've all gone through
it. Yes, yes, everyone.
But it seems that it has been impossible for the Western churches to give to the young people something to hold on to so that they can understand, number one, that what they're feeling is a normal, beautiful thing, and number two, how to cope with it. And there is nothing in Western culture,
yes,
that teaches or helps a young person to cope with this thing that is a very, very difficult problem. And
yes, I
think that we all have. Yes. Now, do you, in your message, give the young people something to hold,
yes,
to hang on to, and if so, what?
Yes, I did.
What?
I asked all my disciples to get married. I don't allow these boys living with boyfriend, girlfriend, no. If you must get yourself married, live like gentlemen. Treat your wife as a sister. Treat your husband as your provider. In this I am teaching. This boy was that just 4 days for his professor. So I have got so many of my disciples married and they're living very happy. This girl is married. For my disciples living with girlfriend, boyfriend, I don't allow that. I don't allow that.
Well, let me get a little more basic. How about when someone is 14, 15, 16 years old?
The same thing, of course, another thing is that we teach our boys to become brahmachari. Brahmachari means how to lead the life of celibacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just how I understand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Brahmachari life.
Yeah, I understand.
Control of the senses. And teaches us how to control the senses. Generally, marriage doesn't take place until a boy is about 22, 23, 25.
You mean in his culture?
Yes.
Okay.
We select girls, say about 16, 17 years old, and girls, a boy, not more than 24 years old, and get them married. You see? Because their attention is diverted to Krishna consciousness, they have very little interest simply for sex life. They have got better engagement. Param Dishtani Vartata. You see? We give substitute. We simply don't say that you don't read. But we give something better. You see? Then automatically the don't automatically comes. You see?
At the right time.
And immediately. We give something better engagement.
What is
that? Just like our boys and girls, they're all engaged in Krishna consciousness and business. In temple work, in painting, in typing, in and recording. So many things. And they're happy. So they're not going to cinema. They're not going to club. They're not drinking. They're not smoking. So practically, I'm training them how to control. And there is possibility. Because these boys and girls, they are all Americans. They are not imported from India. Why they have taken this? This system is so nice that they have liked it. So if you spread this system, everything will be solved.
So, well then, that's...
We don't private that you don't mix with a woman or you stop sex life. We don't say that. But we make everything regular under Krishna consciousness. Their aim is higher. These are on secondary platforms. In this way, everything is nice.
Is this what Gandhi did?
Huh? No, what Gandhi knew? He was a politician. He did not know anything about this country.
Well, I read that when he was 36 years old, he became a celibate. That's it.
That is, of course, he had some Hindu cultural ideas. That is nice. He began celebrating. That's all right. But Gandhi had no very advanced spiritual ideas. He was more or less politics. State.
Yes.
That's
very courageous.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this... the answer seems very, very pat, so to speak. And if it's that,
now if you cooperate, then I can change the whole thing in your country. They will be very happy. Everything will be very nice. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice, provided you cooperate. Nobody is cooperating. Simply these boys, they are kindly. Come to me and cooperating. So my movement is progressing, but very slow. But if the leaders of the American people, they come and they try to understand, and they try to introduce the system, so your country will be the nicest country in the world.
You, how long have you been involved? 2.5 years.
2.5 years,
how old are you? 28. Has this sort of turned you around?
Considerably.
From a practical standpoint, how has this sexual thing that Swami was talking about, how has this affected you? I mean, have you found that there's efficacy in that which has been we were just talking about? Because to me, it's one of the very paramount problems in terms of young people.
Well, there are desires, and we have so many desires, the sexual desires, perhaps one of our strongest desires.
Mm-hmm.
So these desires, these desires are channels, so to speak. They're redirected, and they're directed toward Krishna.
But I understand that. But is it efficacious? Does it work?
Does it work? You have to stick with it. It can be very difficult, especially at first. But it works. You have to resolve to make it work. You have to want it to work.
Well, I want to understand this thoroughly. In other words, it's nothing that you feel that you're giving up.
No, it's that when you see something better.
That's what I mean. That's what.
Yeah.
And,
that's the important.
You're
accepting something better.
Yeah. Not by just biting your tongue.
Yeah.
Your lips. I'm going to cut that. There's a substitute.
It's not, you're not, you have a capacity for enjoyment. And you're not going to give up something. If you're human, not to give up something that has something better. So, the case is that you have to get something better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been here,
sir? I came here in September, 1965. And then I was living in this fall in May 1967, I think. Then I went back to India. Then again I came back in December 1967. Just 1 year passed.
Yeah. Why did you come here?
Because I want to give this culture to the world, and my idea is that America is an advanced country. If they accept it, then it will be possible to broadcast the idea throughout the whole world. That is my idea. But I am hopeful now, because these educated young Americans, they are taking serious interest to this movement. And we are publishing papers, books, and they are writing very nicely. So I am old man, I may die, but I have implanted the idea. It will go on. It will go on.
Mm-hmm.
And they will accept. That experiment is done.
Mm-hmm.
If it is nicely propagated, then it will be accepted without any fear. And these boys who have come to me, they are taken seriously. So I am hopeful.
I saw your magazine. It's beautiful, eh?
That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful thing. Who is, where is that done?
It is published in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the latest picture. Beautiful. How many people are in the movement? Approximately.
I've got about a little more than 100 disciples. Well, 60 following my regulated
thing. 100?
Yes.
Yeah.
In different branches. I've got about 13 branches. some of the disciples are working in London.
In London?
Yes, they're doing very nice.
Oh, yes.
They're all married couples. I got them married. Yes, I got them married. They're young boys, all within 30. My oldest disciple is 28, otherwise 25, 24, at most 30.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, guys, we are saying this girl, you see. Try to get them, make them happy, marriage life. Their mentalities are, they're not after so-called popped-up life. They can live very simply with the least demand of bodily necessities, but thinking very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very hopeful that even I die, because I am an old man, 73 years old, I may die at any moment, but I am now assured my movement will go on. This boy is dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mission, in that way, success. I came here with this idea that this Krishna consciousness movement should be started for America. Because anything accepted by America, people fall. Because America is concentrated. Now, actually, America is not a poverty-stricken country. No. So, they can very easily understand. They can check it. And there are many confused views. So, with all this consideration, I came here. Yeah. And I think I'm successful.
It doesn't seem like very many converts in that amount of time. How many followers are there? Pardon me, please.
That's...
How many followers are there within this? Just 100?
Little more than that.
Well,
these are associates who are strictly following. Of course, there are more and more people coming. More people join.
How many temples are there?
We have about 13 temples. 13.
13?
One in this Los Angeles, one San Francisco, one New York, one Kentucky, one Buffalo, one Boston, one Montreal, one Vancouver, and
Seattle,
Columbus, and then London, Hamburg, in this way, Hawaii.
Well, there's
got to
be more than 100 people in 13
Yes. Yes, more than
100.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, I was lead. It's more than 100.
That would only be an average of
10. Yes. Here we have got about 20 years in this temple.
But 20 years. Yes. Now, where does the money come from to print
God here? God sent.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, but he doesn't write checks and stuff like that. I'm just sort of curious. And I must say that God dictates you and you pay. That's all. I must say that that answer to that question is a very uncomfortable answer. Yes. And I came here, I really surprised. I came here with $7 on me.
And the whole establishment expenditure is not less than $5,000 monthly. At least.
$50,000 a year.
Well, I mean, is it donated? Oh, well, the thing is, 5,000 is very minimal. I think it is more than that.
Yes.
Because we are paying, this temple we are paying 400, simply rent. Similarly, each and every place are paying 300, 400 rent.
Well, the people come to the services who are not disciples?
Yes, yes. No, we allow everyone, come on,
yeah.
Chant, take prasada, we offer this prasada. Chant, dance,
yeah.
Hear Bhagavad Gita, and take prasada, and go home.
Yeah. And if, in other words, so if they want to donate something, they donate?
Yes. We ask donation that we are simply depending on donation. If you like, you can pay.
Yes. 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 And is that how the magazine is published?
Magazine also, you take to the market and put it for sale. People purchase. Actually, we have no steady fund.
Oh, you don't?
No. It's simply depending on Krishna. But by the grace of Krishna, our movement is increasing. It is not decreased.
That's good.
Yes.
That's right. I'm curious about it because it's a beautiful magazine.
It really try to help us.
Pardon?
Try to help this movement. Your America, there are so many rich men. If somebody comes and helps this movement, one or two, we can make very steady progress. They have no money. They're struggling very hard. This boy is professor in the university. So whatever he's earning, he's spending. Similarly, all the boys, whatever they earn, they spend. But that is not sufficient, you see. You require to make propaganda. You cannot sufficiently publish this magazine. We want to publish it at least 50,000 per month. There is no money.
Concert.
I thought
it was a shofar.
What is that?
Shofar.
Shofar?
The Jewish ram's horn.
Oh.
This concert sounding is considered auspicious. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually it is. Concert sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So after offering prayer to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
we begu this song.
I guess I really asked the main question. The thing that I wanted to know was, again, was why this and above people like the Maharishi, which turned me off of so many people. My daughter was very involved in that kind of thing for a while.
And this psychology is
terribly disillusioned.
Yes, the psychology is that your people all the Western people, especially young fellows, they are hankering after something, you see. But the difficulty is, just like me, right? If somebody comes, Swamiji initiates me, I immediately say that you have to follow this person. He goes there. And this Maharshi, he did not put any restriction. Is it? Just like a physician, if he says that you can do whatever you like, you simply take my medicine, you'll be cured. That physician will be very much liked.
Yeah, he'll kill a lot of people, but
yes. Physician who says, oh, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, it is bothered. So, they want something. That is a fact. But at the same time, they want it very cheap. Therefore, the cheaters come and cheat. They take the opportunity. If the people want to be cheated, let us take the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they are advising that you are God, everyone is God, you just realize yourself, you have forgotten, you take this mantra and you become God and you become powerful, whatever you like you can control, and there is no control of senses, you can drink, you can have unrestricted sex life and whatever you like. People like this, oh. Simply, by 15 minutes meditation, I shall become God, and I have to pay only $35. So, many millions of people will be ready. Oh, let me, $35 in a country is not, but that much, 35 multiplied by billions, he becomes $35 million. And we are crying here, because we cannot drop. We say that if you actually want, we have to follow the restrictions. We cannot allow it. The commandment is, we shall not kill. And I shall say, yes, you can kill. The animal has no feeling. The animal has no soul. We cannot blast.
It's a shame that this kind of thing, as I say, has turned off an awful lot of kids from an awful, very disenchanted young people. Because
so, please try to help us. This moment is very nice. It will help the humanity. It will help your country, the whole human society.
Mm-hmm.
It is a genuine movement. There is nothing bluff, nothing cheating. It is authorized. So I request you.
Authorized by
I authorize from Krishna.
Is there in India a licensing body by the state for people who preach or to,
It was not there, because in India there are so many churches and they are supposed to be very saintly persons. So, simply to become a disciple of a saintly person is sufficient certificate. Just like in your country, marriage requires certificate. In India still, there is no certificate. The boys and girls, they are seated and before the relatives and priests, an elderly person, they are offered, I am doing that. There is no certificate. But still, their connection is lifelong. What certificate will do? That ceremony is so nice. The wife takes my husband for life, and the husband takes my wife. She is my companion for life. They cannot separate. There is no history in India that there was a certificate issue. No. But it feels the connection is so nice, the life. Now they are being westernized, especially, I am very sorry to say that lately our so-called Westernite leaders, they're introducing this Hindu court bill, this marriage certificate, this and that. But probably there.
Is there much divorce in India?
Yes, there's modern so-called advanced boys and girls, they're not divorced.
But before that,
even there was misunderstanding between husband and wife, or there is no question of divorce. Take for my life, practical. I was a household, now I live now. So practically, I did not agree with my wife. But there is no dream of divorce. There is neither she dreamt, neither I dreamt. It was unknown. Now they are being introduced.
Do you have much of a following in India itself?
Yes. Not my personal, but my other god brothers. This kind is very good.
How many?
All millions. We have God, this Vaishnava philosophy, the Krishna consciousness. Millions and millions. Almost all. 80%. You ask any Indian, and he will talk so many things about Krishna consciousness. He may not be my disciple, but there are many saintly persons like me, they are doing this business.
Did you get formal training with a...
I was initiated by my Guru Maharaj. Is that my future master photo?
Oh,
yes. So, your country wanted a certificate for making me permanent resident. So I got a certificate from my god brothers that I am initiated. That's all. But otherwise, in our country, there is no necessity of certificate.
In other words, there's nothing like going to a seminary in India where you go to a seminary or a monastery.
No, this is a monastery. Yes, there is a monastery. We have got an institution, Gaudiya Math institution. We have got, and there are some branches. Yes.
You go for a prescribed course of study?
Yes, prescribed course of study is 2-3 books, that's all. Anyone can read. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Achaitanya Charitamrita. You learn everything. You haven't got to learn so many huge volumes of books. Because in Bhagavad Gita itself, that's nice. Oh, if you can understand one line, you had 100 years. You see?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's meaningful and so solid. Therefore, we have published this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Let your people read it. Let them question. Try to understand what is this movement.
McMillan is publishing this.
Yes, McMillan is.
Now, when you go to this institute for a certain period of time?
There is no fixed period.
There is.
No. To say for me, I was trained, my father was of this line.
Oh, your father
too? No. My father trained me from childhood.
Ah.
Yes. And then I met my spiritual master in 1972. And I was initiated in mindfulness. On the whole, there was a background. Because as I told you, 80-90% people are Krishna conscious. My family was. So, we are trained up from the beginning of our life. Officially, of course, I accepted my spiritual master in 1933. Since then, I had some background. And since I met, I developed.
I see. So you have been, in a sense, spreading this word since 1933 on your own.
No. I'm spreading this missionary since 1900, practically since 59.
59.
Yes.
I see. What did you do when from the...
I was a householder. I was doing business in medicine. Formerly, I was manager in a big chemical farm. But I was cultivating this knowledge. Although I was householder, I was publishing this back to Godhead.
Were publishing that?
In India.
Oh, I see.
So I started in 1947.
Yes.
Under the order of my spiritual master. So whatever I was earning, I was spending.
Yes.
I was not getting any return, but I was distributing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing this business since a long time. But actually, after giving up all connection with my family and doing this since 1959.
But do you have children? Huh?
Oh, yes. I've got grown-up boys.
And what, you just left?
Yes. I've got my wife, my grandchildren, everyone. But I have no connection with them.
You're
right. Doing their own way. My wife is interested to the elderly boys. Yes.
Well, is that I find that sort of difficult to
what is it?
To give up your family and just sort of say,
yes, yes, that is the basic regulation. One, everyone should give up family connection at a certain age, after the age of 50. One should remain in family life. That is Vedic culture. Not that after death one is in family life. No, that is not good. First of all, a boy is trained as brahmacharya, spiritual life. Then he is advised not to enter family life. But if he is unable to control his sex drive, he is allowed, all right, to get yourself married. Then he remains in family life, say he marries them at the age of 24, 25. In 25 years, let him enjoy sex life. In the meantime, he gets some elderly children. So at the age of 50, the husband and wife goes away from home. And they travel in all places of pilgrimage. Just to detach them from family affection. In this way, when the man is little more advanced, he asks his wife that he go and take care of the family, and your sons, grown up, they will take care of you. Let me take some time. So he becomes alone and preaches the knowledge he has. This is Vedic civilization. Not that a man should remain in family life from birth to death. No. In Buddhism also, there is compulsory regulative principle that a Buddhist must have become a sannyasi at least for 10 years. Because the whole idea is how to attain spiritual perfection. So if one remains in family life encumbered, he cannot make any spiritual advancement. But if the family also, whole family is Krishna conscious, then it is healthy. But that is very rare. Because the husband may be Krishna conscious, the wife may not be. But the culture was so nice that everyone remained Krishna conscious.
Do you think that that really, from a very practical standpoint, do you think that your movement has a chance to make it here in America?
So far I think it has a good chance. What do you think?
From a very pragmatic standpoint, what do you think? Really?
Yeah, it has possibilities. I don't know about on a wide scale, but it doesn't have a possibility. Especially in these areas. But we're also starting a community in West Virginia.
You are? Why West Virginia?
Well, this is where we started. I'm starting with other salt.
You're starting?
Yeah, she got the land. About 138 acres.
What, man? Why
are
you
sick?
Yeah,
it is mountains.
Well,
it's mountains
here, too.
It's also nice to locate it because we have temples in New York and other areas in the east. So it's like between east and west. One thing is that main supporter is he's working in YU University.
Where are you? Where you teach? How come you're not teaching?
Oh, I'm just
Oh, you're the teacher? You have tickets to the ball game? Oh.
Yeah, I come always have to make a game to take it to the ball.
Well, I have
to
say, right?
Yeah.
You think?
I don't know.
I would feel that you had not attained that level of being out of it yet, that you wouldn't know that. That would say. I really think I've asked most of the questions. I wish I knew the answers. I can't really think of much else to say or to ask. Is there anything that you'd like to say that might be some kind of revelation to me or to our readers, what you're really saying, there's no easy way out. And a man is to attain any goal in his quest for fulfillment, he's got to work at it. Really, it's really what it amounts to. So your message is really no different from that of Moses or Christ or any of the other great religious leaders. And people will follow him to the Ten Commandments and follow it. That's where it is.
We are people that we don't care that you give up your this religion and country. But at least you follow your own principles. And just like a student, after sometimes in India it happens that they, although they have passed an examination in Indian university, they come to foreign university, study more. So why does it come? To get more enlightened. Similarly, any religious scripture you may follow, if you get more enlightenment here, in this Krishna conscious moment, why should you not accept it? If you're serious about God, why should you say, oh, I'm Christian, I'm Jews, I cannot attend your meeting? Why should you say, oh, I cannot allow you to speak in my church? If I'm speaking about God, what objection you have?
Well, I certainly agree with you more.
Yes.
I'm sure you know, and I'm certainly aware that it's only recently that, for example, a Catholic couldn't even come in here. Yes, I'm not sure. That's changed.
Now, I have written one letter to Pope. You have seen that? How is that paper?
It's in here.
Oh, it's a letter to the... Can you answer?
I'm not receiving an answer. In this paper?
I don't know.
No, not in this. Where is the letter? Please, there. Ask to bring one letter. Bring one letter. Yes. So, you get that letter, but unfortunately, I received no reply. How is that?
I guess he doesn't figure that Europe doesn't seem important for him to deign a reply, I guess. But that's a wrap thing. They don't are inclined not to give credence to too much that it's of his own doing or making or something.
I do think that's very nice. Just, will you read or read this?
What is a renounce?
Renounce, yes, this is renounce. I have no family connection.
Oh, no.
I used to cooperate with everyone, but they declined. What can I do? I'm prepared to talk with any God conscious man. But let us talk out the program so that people may be benefited. But they want to go in their own stereotyped way. The Pope himself is harassed by the contraceptive proposal. People want sanction from him to use unrestricted contraceptive methods. If we see that following a particular type of religious principle, what is developing is love of God, and that is first class. But if one is developing his love for demon or mammon, then where is religion?
True.
So that is our test. If you are developed, you don't say that you follow Christianism or Mohammedanism or Judaism or Hinduism, you don't say. Whether you are developing a love of God, but they deny, oh, I am God, who is God? I am God. Everyone is taught nowadays that everyone is God. Let's see how fun. Everyone is God, do you think? Like that?
You know from Mir Baba?
Huh? You know, he's also another actor. He's preaching this, that everyone is God.
He said he's God.
He's God, yes. This is why.
You know him?
Huh? I have heard his name. I don't care to know this.
Yeah.
He's making some propaganda. He's God.
He said he hasn't spoken in 40 years. 45 years.
That means people do not know what is God. Suppose if I come to you, if I say I'm President Johnson, would you accept me? That these two rascals are accepting God because they do not know what is God. That is the defect. We know what is God. Therefore, we cannot accept any rascal declaring that he is God. That is the defect.
Well, it's just absolutely absurd. Somebody comes down and tells you.
But how much rascal he is who accepts it as God? He's rascal number one. He is a cheater, and the man who is cheated, he is also another rascal. He does not know what is God. Anybody comes and God. As God has become so cheap, it can be available in the market everywhere.
Well, of course, the Western concept is man is created in the image of God, consequently God must look like man, kind of thing. Therefore, any man can be God.
That's all right. You have got so many scientists that find out what is the image of God, whether it is form, it's not. Where is that department? You have no such department. You have got so many department, technology department, this department. Where is that department? What is God to know? Is there any department of knowledge?
I don't know, but there's no God department working in Iowa. I'll tell you that right now.
That is the difference. But here is it. The Krishna conscious movement is the department of knowledge, how to know God. Then he will not accept any rascal as God. He will accept only God as God.
I don't suppose
it
comes under the department of defense.
I'm simply surprised that how people accept any man who comes and proposes that I am God, you are God. They have no conception. In this paper also there is an interview with that boy. What is that boy? He says, oh, everyone is God. And everyone is God, what is the meaning of God?
Well, I could agree with you more. It's amazing to me. You see, that's why I came on asking you, you know, what is all this thing about? In our paper, we must have, I couldn't tell you how many letters. Maybe we have a disciple of guys, you know, every week there's another guy coming down a pike, you know. Here comes God. He's got this to say, and this one's got this to say, and this one's got this to say. Maya Baba to the run out of your ears. They're all over the place.
Maya Baba is here?
No, he's not here. But I mean, I'm talking about the, we have readers who are constantly making us aware of this avatar, that avatar, 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 avatar. Man, you get tired of that.
But that means that this is a place where you won't get such ideas. We don't say like that.
It's pure. And it's an indication to me, but it's an indication of a pure.
Yes. These permanent
situations in terms of confusion.
Yes.
People are searching very, very much. They don't know where to go. They're also in a state of panic.
So what do you think of us? What do you think of us? What is it?
What is my opinion?
Yeah, yes.
Well, I think you got it. You know, what you're saying is nice. And it's meaningful. Okay. But I don't think it's any more meaningful than what perhaps the Code of Hammurabi or what Moses got from God on Sinai.
Yes, every God said. Every God-conscious person will say the same thing.
Every what?
Every God-conscious person will say that God is worthless. He does not pose himself as God. Actually, one who is actually God-conscious. He will never say that I am God. He will say, just love God and worship God.
Yeah.
That is different.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, my particular religious beliefs are, I've always been considered a blasphemer anyway. I don't care. Everybody can have his own thing. That's his own bad. Of course, it's difficult for me to make any kind of a judgment about your particular kind of a thing. It would hardly be worthy of me to make a judgment. But based on what you've told me, your message is love. That's all you're preaching is love. Is
yes.
That right?
Yes. Love of God.
Love of God. Yes. And through God, the manifestation of the purest thing that man can be.
Yes.
Is what God is. And that's, I'm all for that. I think that's great. Beat the hell out of Vietnam. I'll tell you that right now. I like it. It's great.
So please try to help us this moment.
Well, I certainly shall. We'll certainly put this in the, put in the paper. And if it helps through that particular medium, I that would please me. It's certainly been very kind, and I appreciate it. And I'd be more thanks to see what becomes of the movement, say, in 6 months. Do you intend to stay here in Los Angeles, or are you traveling?
I'm traveling, but I'm still here, at least for 1 or 2 months.
But you will go from Templeton?
Yes, I'm preparing to go to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Then I may come back again here. From here I may go to New Zealand. And then from there I may go to London.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got so many branches.
Yeah.
I have to travel.
Yeah, I see. Now, when you say, who is heading up the various other 12...
All my students.
Yes.
I train my students and give him charge.
Yes.
And he can keep it up.
I see. Yes. Is there a formalized service?
Oh, yes.
Conducted daily or?
Daily, twice.
Or twice a day?
Not twice, rather 4 or 5 times.
Yes. I see. Very interesting.
We are living in God. Simply not.
You're doing a daily thing.
Yes. We are eating God's prasadam, we're talking of God, singing of God.
I will say this is a little different. The scriptures are somewhat different. The scriptures are more complete, and I think more intellectually satisfying to modern man than, say, the other scriptures, which tend to be somewhat historical.
You mean you're talking about the Testament? The West, this is supposed to be the Western Testament.
Mm-hmm. They're more scientific.
Yeah. What are you talking about the Adam and Eve story kind of thing?
Yes, as opposed to that kind of story. These are more timeless. In other words, it's timely now.
It's meaningful right now.
You don't have to have any historical background at all.
Yeah.
So, in that sense, it's more complete. It tells you more about what what your relationship is in the universe, what God's relationship is in the universe, and this way.
Did it does it assume, is it all premised upon a belief in God?
Oh yes, so all of it's belief, but it's actually telling you about an experience of this.
In other words, if one does not believe in God, he picked this up, he could experience
it to
prove in for himself that there was one.
Yes, whether he believes it or not.
Yes.
It tells him how, in other words, whether he believes there's New York City or not, it tells him how to get there by following this. But there are so many ways, four or five ways, like Vajita, how you get to Krishna. And there are different ways for people, different types of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So one way doesn't work for one man, another way works for another.
Mm-hmm.
A way of action, and there's a way of meditation, and there's a way of learning some of the ways to approach Krishna.
And how long have you been involved in this?
All of two and a half years.
It seems like that. He's my husband.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And have you, and you have demonstrated for yourself then, that is that
me. Oh, yeah. Beyond the shadow of doubt. Probably the power will go the closer you get.
That's marvelous. That's pretty.
But there's no easy way. And I know that a lot of these young people now are taking LSD to get there easy. A $5 trip, they can get to God. This hasn't proved itself to be really the case. A lot of $5 trips are many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I get a motion picture on a hippie site. That's very close to I thought that the acid thing was sort of half.
There's no easy way out. There's no easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
But you take it seriously, it is very.
Yes.
It is easy at the same time.
Yes, it's joyful. And maybe like Krishna and Bhagavad Gita said, it's like poison in the beginning. Maybe like poison in the beginning, nectar at the end. There's another form of happiness of our nectar in the beginning, is there poison at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, LSD is like nectar in the beginning, poison at the end. Like, maybe like poison at the beginning, nectar at the end. Poison at the beginning because we have to withdraw from something.